You know, it was just over a year ago that we lost Carolyn Rose Hunt. She was absolutely remarkable. A remarkable lady. She was a guest on this program many times. And it was always fun to see what she was doing. Probably best known for the Mansion Hotel and all the hotel business. Well, she's gone. And in fact, the hotels are gone. But the Rosewood Corporation continues that she began. John Domensky is the president and the CEO of Rosewood Corporation. Joins us right now. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, David. It's good to be here.
So this is, in essence, you're running the estate of Carolyn Rose Hunt, I guess.
In essence, legally, we're running the trust that was Carolyn Rose Hunt was the beneficiary of, and the trust continues on for many years after her death.
That's the legal structure that's interesting, because a lot of times everything divvies up. You know, all the family comes over and you divvy things up, and what you can't agree on, you sell and, you know, distribute money. I guess when you've got extensive holdings like this, that's not the case.
No, it's not the case.
So tell me about the holdings right now. So all the hotels are gone. The Mansion, the Bel Air years ago, and Crescent Court, all those were sold. And that's what we always think of as Rosewood Corporation.
We divested of the hotel company in July of 2011. It was a strategic decision to diversify our asset base, and it was a good financial decision.
So tell me what you do on that.
We're involved. We have an operating oil and gas company. We drill and produce.
Gosh, you got to have that. I mean, that's the roots of HL Hunt, I guess.
That's correct. We also have a operating real estate investment company. We invest directly into three main property types, self-storage, multifamily, and industrial. And then we also have a private equity direct investment company where we buy majority interests in certain select lines of business.
Wow. Well, you can go. It's almost you can go anywhere. We also know you're here, I guess, because of the presence, the Rosewood Court, which over there across from the Crescent, where Ocean Prime, I guess, is one of the key tenants on the ground floor.
That's correct. We do have Rosewood Court across from the Crescent. We built and completed that in 2008. And continue to own that. It's actually one of our larger assets. But like I said, we do concentrate on the other three asset types.
So what is your mandate? I mean, as CEO of this company, do you just manage what you've got? Do you grow it? Can you go into other investments? I mean, if the hotel business turned good or, you know, amusement parks or something else, could you do anything?
Sure. Caroline created the Rosewood Corporation in the early 80s. And her desire really was to have a family investment company. The mandate was somewhat broad. Obviously, being in Dallas, oil and gas and real estate are some of the core holdings that many of the Dallas families own. So we have a concentration in those assets because we have expertises in those assets. We do have a broad mandate, and we can go into other investments or asset types if we see the risk return to be appropriate.
But there are a bunch of ranches that were part of the family, too. Do you manage all of those?
We do have some ranches, a cow-calf operation on a couple of the ranches, and a couple more smaller recreational-type ranches.
And the wetlands, is that part of the foundation? This is a holding. Explain what the wetlands are.
We have a ranch in the Seagoville, actually the Combine Crandall area, and it's a lot of low-lying property. Bunker Sands, one of Mrs. Hunt's sons, was always interested in wetlands and the ecological value of wetlands. He passed away in 2004, but we had started work on permitting a wetland mitigation bank on that property at that time. Wetland Mitigation Bank is a property that's permitted by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, as well as other federal and state agencies. And it's where we agree to keep property in a wetland form in perpetuity. In our case, we had a cattle ranch that was totally cleared that we agreed to reforest and then sell credits. So when a company like a Home Depot or a single-family lot developer buys a piece of land and reduces or develops over a wetland, they have to mitigate for that, and they can buy credits from us. It's similar to what you read about now with airlines doing carbon offsets.
Right, yeah.
So what we have is a wetland mitigation bank there. We sell credits to third parties who have impacted other wetlands in other areas of Dallas.
So how's the oil and gas division right now? It's been a boom time now. It seems like the whole industry is sort of struggling.
I think this industry is struggling with pricing and a bit of oversupply. We operate primarily in the Eagle Ford area of Texas. We found that we do have some good holdings down there and are able to produce. We have to keep an eye on the oil price so that we continue to produce economically. But so far, it has continued to be profitable for us.
Wow. It throws off a lot of good income, and the foundation always did a lot of good, too. Do you oversee the Carolyn Rosehunt Foundation?
I'm a trustee on the Rosewood Foundation, correct.
Rosewood Foundation, that's right.
Right, and that's a corporate foundation that does a gift primarily locally to people in need. And I say locally as opposed to outside of Dallas, and people in need as opposed to buildings and art.
Well, and usually very quietly, but it's good to hear you talking about the Rosewood Corporation, the different holdings. Also a good excuse to go revisit a grand lady, Carolyn Rosehunt. She was really something, wasn't she?
She was everything they say about her.
John Dubinsky is president and CEO of the Rosewood Corporation. And our guest today, if you'd like to hear more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.